Jermaine, you've spoken in your press conference, you said about Eddie Howe looking to improve you as a player, even at your tender age of 34. How do you improve now?
Tender? I don't know, to be honest. I mean, I want to improve. I try to improve every day. When I train and you know, obviously, I think it's important. Even at the age, tender age of 34, I think it's important. Because, I mean, if you're improving, even at this age, it's helping the team. It's something I'm looking forward to be honest. But you don't really always get that, you know, this age, like, as you know, the senior players in the group, you know, managers don't tend to sort of like come up to you and say, you know, I want to improve you. Sometimes they just let you get on with it, you know, do what you do. So it was nice when Eddie said that. So I'm looking forward to that, yeah.
Did it take a lot of convincing for you to come back here with the other options that you had available, being a free transfer?
Not really, to be honest. Not really, because so I thought about a few things, and I just thought it was special coming back here to get an opportunity to do this again. It was just like meant to happen, sort of thing. So easy decision. I remember my agent called me. I was like, "Stu, get this done." Obviously, he told me about the other clubs and stuff. I said, "Yeah, but this is where I want to be." Spoke to my family. Even my mum was like, "Yeah, this is a special one." Obviously, she remembers coming to the games and stuff like that. So. Easy decision, yeah.
So it wasn't just down to geography then. What makes it special? What was it for you?
Just like, and at the time, even before at the time, I didn't realise like a lot of the lads who I played with are still here.
Including Eddie.
Obviously Eddie and Jason, the two centre-halves. I lived with Jason. You know, Jason's dad used to pick me up to take me to training. Perchy, it was right back, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Hughesy, kicking people in midfield. Big Fletch used to just flick everything onto me. If I didn't run, he used to hammer me. What are you standing still for, sort of thing. So it was just like, all these people are still here. You know, all the people that helped me develop as a player when I was young are still here and that. So to come back here again, to have another chance to hopefully do it again, it's really special, yeah.
But when you talk about Eddie trying to help you and Jason trying to help you develop you as a player, you know, when you were 17, sort of 17 years later, they're still trying to develop you. That's the kind of point I'm
yeah, and it's nice because they've sort of like known me since I was young, even though I played with those, but with them, because they know me since I was young, so I know they want to, obviously, it's genuine, they want to help me, they want me to do well, and I'll always listen. So I'm like, I'll always listen, but I just can't wait to get started. Probably the first few training sessions are going to be a little bit weird and stuff like that, but yeah, just feel like a kid again, to be honest. Just want to, you know, get that first session out of the way. And can't look forward to that first pre-season game and just hopefully get off to a good start. You know, when you sign for a new club, I feel like it's always nice to get off to a good start and then take it from there.
You've not done the initiation song then? Have you got one lined up?
I was thinking about that, but do I need to do it, though? Because when you
feel, I've
been here before, so really, I'm not a new player. So
what's the one lined up?
I don't even know, man. I'm going to have to practice.
when you look, and I know that you're big on goals, you talk about goals, you talk about what you can bring to a team. You do look at that top 10 Premier League goal scoring list. You could potentially move up another notch this season. You're feeling quite confident you can do that?
Obviously, Robbie Fowler's, I think, 163, so that's close. I mean, when you look at the goals, and I mean, I should do really. So I look forward to that. I mean, on a personal note, it's nice when you can sort of like, especially when you finish, you can sort of like look at the list and think about all the players, all the forwards, great forwards that have played in the Premier League, and you're sort of like, even if you're you know, in that top 10 or top 5 or whatever it is, that'd be a nice feeling, yeah.